back to hymn number 323 in the same hymnal. If thou but trust in God to guide thee.
Grace Baptist Church. It's great to see all you folks here today. know that's sort of a melancholy hymn we just sang, rich in doctrine, but it does introduce an important theme and one we'll look at today. Today we're going to focus at the mocking that Jesus endured. It's interesting, so many things are not listed that he endured. He didn't get pushed or tripped or this or that. A lot of that's not mentioned, but the mocking was significant enough to be recorded in many places. And also, when we're told we may face cruel mocking. I tell you, there's something in there. There's some great power in it, and something for us to be prepared for and to embrace. So I think it's a worthy topic, looking forward to covering it, especially to praise the Lord in it and find the victory that is available to us. We're going to see that there are five steps that can help you and me to factor through mocking and be victorious in it. Do you know what those would be? If you're asked to give counsel, how do I bear up to this mocking I have to endure? And well, there is an answer. We're going to look at that in just a little bit. But first, I'm here just to express welcome and greetings and announcements. Stay for the noontime lunch if you can. Stay for the afternoon service as we're going through the book of Revelation on chapter 7 this afternoon. Prayer meeting at 6:30 on Wednesday. And you may notice our computer's down, and it's taken a while to order the one that's going to come in. And that's why you get this simplistic bulletin these days. But I was thinking, how can we benefit? What's the upside of getting a sheet of paper? And I thought, well, there's a lot more room on the back to print up things, so I hope you'll find time to read this. It'll prepare you for the message today on enduring mocking. So if we have the ushers come forward, please. It's time for our morning worship. Worship with the offering. If you all come forward, please. Mr. Dabrowski, would you lead us in prayer?
Thank you for bringing each of us here today. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you with our tithes and offerings. We ask for your hand blessing to be on it. Bless the gift and the giver. Help us to understand that everything we have is a gift from you. We just ask that this portion will be blessed and multiplied and used for your purpose. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Next hymn this morning will be hymn number 322, also in your gray hymnals. 322. Thou sweet beloved will of God. We'll be singing all 8 verses. So we'll sing the first in unison. We'll do men on the second, ladies on the third, and then the rest in unison as well.
Thank you.
please turn in your Bibles
to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, or 15. Mark 15, and we'll be reading 16 through 20. The Lord Jesus Christ has been arrested, and now we see how he is treated. Please stand for the reading of God's word and for prayer. We're in Mark 15. We're going to read 16 through 20. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple, plaited a crown of thorns, put it about his head, began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. Oh, Lord, what a record this is. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own received him not. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And here's how they would treat their Creator and their Savior. What a statement this is on humanity, on sin nature, on all of us. Oh, how we need God to have mercy, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our sins are many, and the offense is a stink up to heaven. Thank God that Jesus Christ has died for all of our sins, all of our iniquities laid upon him, so that with his stripes we can be healed. Lord, we gather here today as a people who acknowledge all about us is the consequence of the corruption of sin. We see it in the weather. We see it in the animals. We see it in the people. We see it in the hospitals. We see it in the penitentiary. We see it in the schools. We see it everywhere. That we are a people in darkness. That we must see a great light, and that light is Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, give us grace to withdraw from the burdens and cares of this world at this moment and to focus on God and on his sweet will, that we might know how to live and how to die, and what is before us and what is behind us. If there are souls who hear this message who have not been converted to Christ, have not been born again, have not heard, or at least have not obeyed the gospel, please let them have no rest until they confess thee. For there is no hope but Jesus Christ. But he is a great hope, the only